look like you're in like, I have upstairs, but you look like you're in like the cutest little grandma onesie.
It's a PJ set. I just got it today. Let me show you.
Hold on. It's very cute. The color is fabulous.
From Rampage.
I very rarely see you in light blue. Look at this. Look at this butt. Just look at that butt. I don't know. YouTube immediately demonetizes.
Immediately. Yeah.
It's fine.
Very.
It's a beautiful butt.
Would you like to do opening?
Yeah.
Oh, I know. You're still like, it's extremely comfy. Feel this.
Is it expensive?
It's $10. Oh, wait.
Where?
It came with the magic scrunchie.
Hey. You didn't buy me a set?
Burlington, I looked. Yeah. Oh, I always look.
Okay.
Emily, I'm offended that you would think that I didn't look for you.
I you know what? I went into Target the other day and I looked in the clearance section for you and I.
Yeah, there's times Emily and I will go shopping for ourselves, but like...
Plus the other person.
Plus the other.
Yeah, this was one of relationship.
Those. I said these would be so cute for photos and you could get one of these. I'll check our other Burlington.
Oh my God, it's so
Isn't
cute.
Isn't it cute?
It's really cute.
Yeah, it's really
I would wear that all the time.
Well, I thought for walking the dog, it's so wonderful.
No, it's so cute.
If anybody's listening to this audio, they're going to be like, I gotta go to the video to see what they're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so opening. Welcome to Chit Chats, a mostly unedited space where we break the cycle of what it means to be a woman together. Ooh, today we're gonna talk about
our first viral video.
Amazing.
It's so exciting.
It is
got,
very exciting.
Let's see, what are the final stats on it?
I mean, it's still getting things, but I
and
think it's at 29.
Let me see. Was on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
We got
so if you don't follow us on TikTok, please go do that. It's at Cycle Chats Network. Or no,
Cycle Chats Chicks. Right here.
Yeah.
Flip the screen. Take a screenshot. So we did 228,400 views.
Yep.
20,200 likes. 336 comments. And 190 saves.
It was really fun.
And we even... Also, can we see how gorgeous she is?
Stop. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, however you did your makeup, you need to continue doing this.
That's normally my day-to-day now.
Beautiful.
Yeah. I haven't been putting foundation into my moisturizer.
What do you think? Yeah. You don't need
to... I did that for that, but I didn't for this. And then, of course, I use blush and stuff, but I don't do that on
Well,
a daily
your
basis.
Best friend is going to be water, which is why my face looks... You've got like the darkness, and my lips are a little darker because that's
that exists.
Water is really helpful for that, and sometimes it's genetic, so like don't.
Yeah, my grandma had this, so I do too. But
viral.
Well, I was thinking about it because you were like, oh, well, let's talk about the viral video. We have been doing this for 4 years, right? It's gonna be four, 3.5. Gonna be 4 years. I know, it's gross, right? So, when you have a small business, such as a podcast, as we do, sometimes it really gets to you,
mm-hmm.
right?
You feel like you're not being heard.
Yeah, you don't know who's listening, you don't know if people are listening,
right.
You don't know why people aren't listening, you don't know why people like it, you don't know why people dislike it, mm-hmm. whatever, I hear nothing, it's crickets. So... After doing that for so long, and you and I having multiple conversations about just that, because that is literally the hardest part, is this feeling of lack of support. And it's not monetarily that we're speaking. It is likes, it's comments, it's
yeah.
saying, hey, I listened to that episode, and I just want to let you know, like, I really loved it. Like, that would mean so much. So the fact that this video in particular, which... was something that I came up with a long time ago, the idea of remaking Princess Mia's makeover from
you don't know
A Princess Diaries, or The Princess Diaries.
Right
yeah.
here.
So, because every time I watched that movie when I was growing up, I was 9 years old
yeah.
when it came out, I would watch it and be like, oh, okay.
They literally made you feel like
your curls
her curly hair was like dork,
disgusting.
Nerd, disgusting, gross. Like that
yeah.
that movie really set the tone for that, which
yeah.
is crazy to
And
me.
All she needed was
the
product,
right product
and somebody to teach her how to use it and give her a dry cut and like all of this stuff to help her.
Yeah.
But they didn't do that. Instead, they took her hair and they straightened it, which definitely made me feel like, oh, well, I need to take my hair and I need to straighten it.
Yeah.
So for me, I wanted to remake that. I wanted to remake that for myself. I wanted to remake that for my nieces who have curly hair and beautiful eyes and glasses and all of this, right? That was something that a lot of people were talking about in the comments of the glasses.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, I'll figure this out. I went to Walgreens. I printed photos of myself like she has. I appreciate
it was the video that you took the most.
I took a lot of pride in that.
And love into.
I will say that took me about 5 minutes to film.
Yeah, it doesn't take you long to film, but coming up with the concept,
yes.
I feel like you put a good
message. I had that on my list for a long time.
It was just a good message, which made me happy that it wasn't just some BS one that we post, which most of the time is my idea. And I was like, maybe we need to be more thoughtful with our content, which we normally are, but I was trying to get eyes on it.
Yeah, but TikTok is a little different, too.
Like, yeah.
I wasn't aware that content like that would do well on it. But
it shocked the hell out of me. But I also was like, you know what, though? Because everyone was doing that trend. Mm. But it was always brides, and they were always recreating it with the straight, pretty full face of makeup, long, completely done up. And you just still looked like you.
Yeah.
Just your curls were more defined.
Yeah.
And that's it. And that was, I think, what people liked so much is like, oh, good.
Well, that's why I loved it going viral, not because I'm like, oh, great, people see me. That's not what it is. But I love the fact that my message got heard. So, and our message got heard. This idea of beauty being so much more than what the beauty standards in the world have tried to tell us. So I think that to me made it so amazing is the fact that people heard, people understood, and people took it away and kept saying thank you. And that was my pleasure to do for so many people who are out there in the world that don't feel seen or heard or represented by beauty standards. So I am absolutely thrilled.
And we went up some followers.
Oh, yeah.
Too. We're at 103 now, which is very exciting for us.
Super exciting. That was by the end of the year. Stephanie and I really want to have 1,000 followers on TikTok.
I would love that.
That would be amazing. Yeah.
We can chat with people.
Well, Jenny, by the way, Jenny has a way of having us do it. So we just need to pick a date with her.
I'm in.
Yeah. Dungeon Master Jenny, you should go listen to her episode. She's amazing.
I like it.
Yeah, she was here. Really, really cool. Whether or not you like D&D, that's really not the point. But I want to do that again. Not because I want to be the center of attention, but because I want our message to be heard. And that felt really good because it really does feel like you're climbing up a ladder or a mountain and you like can't get up because you don't have a good grip, and then you keep falling and hitting the ground, then you're trying again. Like somebody once sent us a reel about like just continuing to try, and I was like, I'm gonna keep going until I literally have nothing left in me. Like there's absolutely no way that I'm giving up. I'm going to keep going. And that was a really nice feeling. That was a really nice feeling to be seen.
And I think it was also in the wake of Emily and I are now releasing our own separate podcast, but she, in per Emily fashion, is way ahead of the curve and is already releasing hers. I've not even started to record mine. So it will already be out by the time this goes out.
Curly and confident.
So fun. We are going to hopefully get some eyeballs on it on YouTube.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. Do you have the Zoom?
Yeah, I do.
Send it to me.
Okay.
And then I can upload it.
Okay, great.
To YouTube.
You got it.
But yeah, so if you are watching this, it is on our platforms. You can go to www.cyclechats.com and you can listen to it there.
Yeah.
And then I will post the video of it some point in the future. But yeah, it's cool because...
How did it feel for you? Like, what did it do? Because there was also something interesting that happened.
So I used to be I've been working on ego stuff. I mean, like saying it's weird, but like I don't like to think that I have a very large ego, but I sometimes, growing up, being very insecure, this is what I think, is that when you have a big ego, you're very insecure. And I think I was
so
very
insecure. Covering up something.
Yeah, so growing up, I was very insecure. I always felt like, why couldn't it be me? As a lot of victim mentality, which my mom actually said something the other day that was beautiful. She said, if you're the victim your whole life, you'll feel nothing but pain. Always. Like, at a certain point, I was like, that was very profound. And she just, like, thought of it. I was like, so,
she is God.
Yeah. But, like, so, it was one of those moments where I had a very, very quick moment of, like, oh, I wish it would have been me. And then it was completely overridden 2 seconds later with, oh my God, I'm so excited my best friend went viral, and where, you know, her fate, and like, it was very quickly replaced, but it brought to light something that I'm like, I think I'm doing this wrong. Mm. I think I'm trying to go about doing this because I want eyes on me. And I think the difference is you were sending a message, and that's what I think we should be doing. And it is, I do feel that way. But it's something that I have always felt like I needed to work on a little bit. And so it made me realize, I'm like, oh, it really isn't about the person. Like, our network isn't about us, although we are the front faces of it.
We're so beautiful.
It's about the message that we are trying to send. And so
you should read that thing that you just did on Canva.
Yeah. These really are the things that we stand for. And so I'm going to read them. Because every once in a while we get lost in our own
sauce.
Ego, sure. And I think when you're trying to get noticed, you're trying everything, you start to fall into, well, I want to get noticed for me. Now, I also have a job where I am in the social media world. So it is not surprising that I fell into that a little bit, but that pulled me out of it. And I was like, okay, wait, what is this trying to teach me? So what do we believe? We believe that love is love, no matter who it's between. Mm-hmm. Women's rights are human rights. Bullying isn't cool. Kindness is cool. Mm. Screaming and yelling will get you nowhere. Mm-hmm. Mental health matters.
Science is real. Mm. Print that up and put it on a flag. I'll hang it right outside my house.
That's how we feel.
Yeah.
And so, yes, we are kind of like the vessels, but at the end of the day, it is really the message, and it is the camaraderie, and it's like, okay, well, what do you actually want to do with your platform? We want to create civil discourse. We did that with that video. We successfully did that, is we were able to look at all of these people who have all had a very similar experience, and it kind of was a moment for me where I was like, you know what, let me put something out that's more what's important to me. And so I put out one that is for
anxiety.
Yep. It didn't go viral, but it made me feel really, really good to put it out, because I was like, that's what I want to start doing. So I want to start putting out content that is actually like practicing what we preach, kind of a deal. So don't ever get discouraged if you feel like
took us 3.5 years.
Yeah, and don't get discouraged if you're in the social media world and you have a moment where your ego flares up. That's very normal. I think what's important is that you can recognize it. You can have that conversation. Mm-hmm. I felt very comfortable sharing that with her, because it was one of those things where I was very proud of myself.
I was like,
it's the first time in my life that I've not let it make me a butthole to what. And Emily said something beautiful. She was like, it's not just me, it's for us. And it's one of those things. It's really hard when I'm the primary social media
keeper. Infinitely more than I do,
right? So I'm on it more, which means I'm more susceptible. And so Emily, I would say, is the anchor of reality, because she doesn't go on it as much. And it's true. You get so... when I'm disconnected from this, I don't even think twice about it. But when you're actively in it, day in and day out, it's hard not to fall into the trap of, Like, I was cooking the other day, and I was like, God, this would make great content. And I'm like, can I just cook? Like, why do I have to, like, think about, like, angles? And you can joke about it, but that's hard. That's a hard space to live in, because then you're not doing things authentically. You're doing them for what is going to be visually appealing. And the camera shouldn't eat first. I'm sorry.
Mm. No, that's true. The
camera doesn't have a digestive system. Mm. It doesn't eat first.
If you put food into it, it can't eat it. Smush a cupcake into your phone. It's not gonna work.
Yeah, that's how I feel. I'm very proud of us. I'm very proud of you, because I think that was like the perfect. If that wasn't
Maddie
the universe,
Maddie was like, I can. The fact that this went viral, this I was one, like, I know, friend,
because it's something we've talked about so much, yeah. And it was so wonderful that on kind of like the cusp of her release of the new show that
literally
goes viral.
Before.
I just think it was the universe being like, you're on the right path.
Keep going, baby.
So,
yeah.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you. I'm proud of us. To the next viral video.
You can go to www.cyclechats.com. You can find us on TikTok, which is cyclechatschicks. And we are on Instagram at cyclechatsnetwork. All of those will be listed here. And I don't know. We hope you continue to sync up with us.
Bye!